Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in a rut and let the enemies, that we let them slide in, steal stuff from us. I'm telling you, why we got to drag in on Wednesday night? Like somebody done beat us up and left us for dead. Come on, God brought you through the day.
Glory to God.
You travel up down that road. You pass automobile on the other side of the road, and you could have hit head on, but God brought you here. And then we act like nothing has happened. My God. But bless God, I got a mouth, and I'm not going on to preach with, I'm going to praise with. Hallelujah. I got feet and I'm going to dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me finish this up. Verse 4, because I'm going somewhere. For the Lord take his pleasure in his people. He will do what? He will beautify the meek with what? That means he'll deliver you from anything. Okay, what do you, he'll deliver you. Now, under this new covenant, he has delivered us. Hallelujah. He was talking about what was coming. But I'm telling you what's here. We've been delivered. We've been set free. We have salvation. Hallelujah. No good thing that he'll withhold from us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep going. Let the saints be what? Do what? Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them do what? Sing aloud. You get the rehearsal on your bed. You do your practice while you're lying in your bed. So when you get here, you'll be ready to go. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
But don't just lay up on the bed and go snowing. Before you go to snowing, you do some joyful praise. Do some good practice while you're getting ready to go to sleep. Hallelujah. Wake up and have some joyful prayer. Good morning, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just want to bless you.
Yeah.
You awaken me to see a new day I've never seen before. And I want to bless you before I begin the day. I want to magnify you and exalt you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Knowing you're going to lead me through it. Knowing that you're going to take me to the best that the day has. You're going to give me the best that the day can offer me. And you're going to take me to places that will bring joy to my heart and bless my life so I can be a living epistle when I walk among other people. Hallelujah. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the what? High praises of God be where? In their mouth. What happened when the high praise of God get in your mouth? And a two-edged sword in their hand. You see why the enemy don't want you praise? Because you get that sword. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That sword is cut both ways. It cut when it goes, and it cut when it comes.
Yes,
if you jab it, it's a jab.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Sharp on all sides.
Yeah.
Even got a point, and that point is sharp.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. See, your praise is your weapon.
Yeah.
For depression, for sluggishness, for I don't want to, I don't feel like. Your praise is your weapon. If you want to shut that stuff up, get your praise on. Hallelujah. I said, get your praise on. Don't come in here waiting for somebody to stir you up. You come here and stir me up. Say, go ahead. I mean, I preach a lot better if you'll sick me. You need to sick me sometime. Sick it. I mean, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead. I'll preach better. But if you just, I'm trying to carry you. And if, my God, come on now. There's any minute, he'll leave your house, your premises. He won't be messing with you like he's messing with you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, let the high praise of God be in your, be in the mouth and the two, as, and a two-edged sword in our hand. Keep going. To do what?
Execute.
To execute. How many of y'all want to execute?
Oh,
yeah. Execute vengeance where? That's on your enemy. Execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the wicked. That's talking about people. Those are people that, those that people Satan is using. They're trying to take charge of you. They're kind of trying, they're trying to control you, but you take charge.
Yeah.
You execute.
Yeah.
You stop them.
Yeah.
No, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. What you're doing won't work. You can't overcome me.
My God.
The one that, the one that conquered him is in me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, when you pray, he said, it loosens you, it free you. I remember Dad Hagin telling this story about this little girl. She got filled with the Holy Ghost, because that's what we're talking about. And she got filled, you may be seated if you want to. and the Spirit of God came on her. And they was conversing with her about, I think she's about 6 years old, a little tot. And I don't know how the conversation came up. And she said, when that come on me, come up in me, say, I feel real big on the inside. And I ain't scared of nobody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that was a little six-year-old child. Said, when I sensed that coming up inside of me, she got filled with the Holy Ghost. She said, when I get over in that place, so I feel real big on the inside. And I ain't scared of nobody. Smith Wigglesworth said, I'm a lot bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Let's finish this up. Glory to God. Verse, that was the conclusion of it. Let's see where we stopped it. Yeah. That's your vengeance. Here we go. We're reading the King James, right? Let me get my throat clear here. Glory. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth, to his sword in their hand, to execute that where we stopped it. To execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishment upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their noble with what? Fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written.